Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and I'm coming at you once again from Quail Park here in beautiful Visalia, California. My recipes for you this week are all about those delicious carrots. It's carrot season, and we are in full swing here on the California Fresh Kitchen. And if there's one thing the Untamed Chef loves, it's showing the versatility of something we've had all our lives but never realized its full potential. Let's get started. This is my recipe for carrot glazed beef cheeks. Now listen up very carefully, because beef cheeks are one of those things that are very, very hard to eat unless they're tenderized. And we are going to use a pressure cooker to make this thing happen. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is I'm going to add in a Spanish onion. I'm going to have this a nice large dice. 2 individual celery stalks cleaned. And always make sure when you clean celery that you tip off the end. You got to cut that tip off there because you can see it just doesn't look that good. And once it's nice and clear, that's the color we're looking for. 5 whole carrots that we're just going to dice into a large dice. And this is all going to go into my pressure cooker. I'm going to also add in there some Arbasana olive oil, 5 tablespoons of that. I'm going to get all these vegetables with some nice color on them. And then I'm going to drop in there 8 ounces of beef cheeks. Now the beef cheeks, I want them to realistically be 2-ounce cheeks per person. And there's only 4 people in my family, so remember my yield is always going to be 2 ounces per. And I think 2 ounces is a lot because I really want to make sure we get the flavors of everything else we're working with here. And then I am going to go ahead and I am going to add 2 cups of red wine and 1 cup of cream. And I'm also going to add in, if you want to, you don't have to, but I like to add in at least a good 2 to 3 cups of a good beef stock. I'm going to go ahead and close my pressure cooker and I'm going to let this cook. It'll take approximately 45 minutes to 1 hour, and I would say more closer to 1 hour. Once the steam starts to kettle out, then you go ahead and turn it down low and just wait for that hour to come up. Rinse with cold water over the top to release all the pressure from your pressure cooker. And then I'm going to go ahead, take out my beef cheeks, and I'm going to blend the rest of our mix. And notice that the carrots are going to be the base of the main flavor. There's more carrots than anything else in there. I'm going to add in my xanthan gum to taste, which is usually about 1.5 tablespoons. And pour that over those beef cheeks and enjoy. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet.